This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Dr. Norman Scheele is with us. And during our the end of hour number one, I was talking about this black dust that I've seen. I've seen it in the Northeast. I've seen it in Springfield, Missouri. And I've seen it on the wheels, the front wheels of just about any vehicle that's riding around town. And I was mentioning that we were working on a vehicle in our shop. I was doing a training class over last weekend, and there was black dust on the front wheels. And class, go look at yours. Go look at your front wheels on your vehicle, and you'll see that they're probably black compared to the rear wheels. And that's because about 60% of the braking force is done on the front wheels. So here's this article that I've been reading. Here's a little bit more about it. AA1car.com. It says back in the early 1980s, health-conscious Scandinavians were the first to ban asbestos-containing products, including brake linings, clutch linings, and engine gaskets. This led to the introduction of non-asbestos substitutes. In January 1986, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency proposed a ban on the production of nearly all products containing asbestos in this country. So, class, you may remember that. And the rules also banned imported products containing asbestos and would be a total ban by 1996. So, for a while, it seemed that asbestos was headed toward extinction. Friction material and gasket suppliers worked hard to develop non-asbestos substitutes and gradually made the transition to these new materials. Nobody wanted the liability associated with asbestos, but the EPA proposed ban was eventually overturned in the courts. So, but still, asbestos is still with us. So U.S. automakers say they no longer use brake linings or clutch linings that contain any asbestos, but it's not true for many aftermarket suppliers of replacement brake pads and shoes and clutch linings. So they still contain asbestos in the aftermarket. Now, what do brake linings include? Well, there are a number of hazardous materials, including, of course, asbestos, copper, cadmium, lead, and mercury in brake linings. Now, what happens is every time you step on the brake, these particles become airborne. And that is the concern. And I believe, and I can't prove this, but I believe that is what I'm seeing in the dust, this black dust in the air in cities. So, do you see that, or is it just me? So the question I have for Dr. Scheele, and this is an impossible question, and this is, I guess the question is this. So, if you're in a work environment, how do you get the courage or to speak up and say, you know what, don't blow that dust into the air? Tell you what, if you're going to vacuum the carpets, do you have to do it during work hours? How about doing it when nobody's here? You know, because vacuuming is just dust relocation. Just spreads it around in smaller particles. Dr. Scheele, do you have any comments or thoughts about this? Because I'm very concerned about it, but I don't know what to do about it.
Well, I don't think anybody knows what to do about it. Obviously, to protect yourself, you could wear some kind of gas mask. A regular, just old surgical mask would not do it, of course. But, you know, probably half a dozen or more people working in that environment, and even the one doing the vacuuming wore a gas mask, the rest are going to get it. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, you know, it used to be thought that COPD, severe lung rot, if you will, it was due primarily to chronic smoking. But I have seen a number of people in the last couple of decades who have that kind of scarring of the lungs, not from smoking, but from just living. And who knows whether they have been exposed to more of that kind of today,
well, I know that
what might call normal pollution.
Mm-hmm. I know that back in the 1970s, my mom worked at a college, and everybody in the area where my mom worked, it was an office environment, smoked except my mom, and it was terrible because she was breathing secondhand smoke from, I don't know, five or six other people smoking at their desk. Ultimately, you know, that smoking in the office was banned, and it was great that was a great move forward, because smokers would the offensive smoke, not only the smell of it, but the toxins, they were just spewing them out because they thought they had a right to smoke. Now that they smoke outside, I think that's better for most people. But do you have a thought on how you can gain the courage to go up to whomever is causing these environmental hazards where a person works to stop? Do you have any thought on just, I mean, I know for you and I, we just go up and say, hey, you know what? Here's what you're doing. Here's why it doesn't make any sense. And here's why it's harmful to you and everyone around you. Is there a way to gain the courage to do that, Dr. Shealy?
You know, courage is an inside job, just as happiness is an inside job.
Yeah.
If you're not born a Sagittarian, who tends to be blunt like me, it does take a little intestinal fortitude, shall we say, to speak up in situations like that. And I just remind you that for many, many, many decades, smoking was allowed on airplanes.
Yes, yes, it was.
And, I mean, there were smoking areas and not smoking areas. If that made any difference whatsoever, that the smoke is also on a tin can. But, I mean, I used to really despise traveling on an airplane because of the horrible smoke.
Right. And smoking was allowed in broadcast studios until...
Oh, yeah.
Until they figured it out that it was messing up the microphone, so I can't do that. Can't have this tar and nicotine.
Forget about your lungs, it's the microphone.
Right. You know, I'm looking at the microphone that I'm using right now. It's a couple hundred dollars, and, you know, it's not the best. It's an Electro Voice, but, it's a nice one. And I even have a foam cover over the active parts of the microphone to keep, the dust off it, extra dust off it. But I've looked at microphones that were used in studios, and they had this brownish tan film of, nicotine and tar on them, for the ones that were used in broadcast studios of days gone by. So just come out and say, is that the plan? Just get that internal
strength. You realize that you not only are spreading that crap to everybody else, but you're breathing it yourself? How about that?
Yeah. Right. Now, there you go. So class, why don't you just, if you see this, Janet Reno said it, if you see something, say something. Okay, so take it into your own hands. I mean, don't start a fight, but I think it would be in to your benefit to stop the toxins from being spread where you are. As a matter of fact, one of our family members was in the hospital about 30 years ago, and they had the cleaning people come in, and they were spraying the windows and cleaning the glass. And I said, whoa, they can't do that now. We've got a patient in here who's not well, and the last thing we need is that spray being sprayed out of that spray bottle you have. It's choking me. It's obviously not good for anybody, including you. So can't do it here. So I told an employee of the hospital not to spray the cleaner in the room. And you know what? She said, okay, I got it. I won't do it. And left. So you can do that, Class. Kyle in Montana, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shuley.
Yeah, I know you're fixing to come up on a break, Vince, but I got a question. Dr. Shuley, I ran into an older guy. He's older than me, anyway, pushing 70.
My God, 70. Anybody older than you, Kyle?
Yeah, right, 72. Well, I'm 60, but anyway, he's pushing 72, and he has some, I hadn't seen him in a long time, but he has some prostate issues, and he has got on the internet continuously, but he can't even hardly take a leak. But he's went on the internet and ordered all kinds of different herbal supplements and everything that he can get his hands on, and he doesn't seem to be able to get any relief from this. And I was wondering if because I don't have internet, I can't, that's why I call you a lot of times on the air, but I was wondering if you'd heard or you know of anything, because he's tried vitamins and he's tried, literally, I can't believe how much stuff he had in his cupboard. Saw palmetto, the saw palmetto oil, you name it, and he's tried it almost. And they're telling him that the only relief for him is to remove it.
Well, actually, they are wrong. There is the last thing I would try, since he tried everything else, is natural progesterone cream, and I would get the full strength regular, EU progesterone cream, and apply one pump of that, comes out about an inch long, and apply that to the skin. And if it doesn't make a big difference in 10 or 12 days, what he needs is not the so-called TUR, the horrible old procedure that has been used for 60 years, but green laser. Only a very small percentage of urologists use green laser because must pay less than doing the old TUR because it's so much better. It takes about an hour and maximum in the hospital, and you're out a few hours later.
The green laser, you're talking about to remove it, saute?
Well, it's not removing it. It actually dissolves it. It vaporizes it right in the center, so you're not removing it. It just removes or destroys a big hunk of it and lets you urinate better.
Kyle, okay. Did you want to hold?
Yeah, I do, please, Ben.
Okay, great. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, and if you'd like to spend some time with him tonight, Springfield, Missouri, at the Doubletree Hotel in Springfield from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and there'll be some time after the presentation to ask your questions. Absolutely free. That's at the Doubletree Hotel tonight in Springfield, Missouri. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. And Kyle, please continue. Kyle, are you there?
I guess he lost his phone connection.
Yeah, I can see him. Well, I can see he's on the call screen. Kyle, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Ah, good.
Great.
Go
okay.
For it. Can you hear me now? Yep.
Yep. Okay. Please continue.
Oh yeah. Okay. So one of the people these herbal supplement people that this guy talked to told him that if this particular product that he had didn't work, that the chances are that his prostate would not shrink at all. So what I wanted to ask you, Dr. Shealy, is there something that you have seen that that is probably other than the progesterone cream that as an herbal supplement that really does, that you've actually seen it in your practice work?
Well, yeah, the salt palmetto and pygium and zinc do work to many people. Those are the best. Salt palmetto's major content is beta-sitosterol. It's an extract of certain herbs or plants, but it doesn't work for everybody, and The only other thing I know would be natural progesterone, and to me, I would try it. But if that didn't work, I would definitely go for green laser, and I would travel out of the state if necessary to get green laser rather than to have the usual Roto-Rooter procedure.
Okay. All right. Well, that's just what I was curious about. And you said, yeah, because I did not notice that he had Pygium in there because he was showing me this stuff. But he did. Would you suggest the saw palmetto oil, or would you suggest the saw palmetto the herbal, just the powdered, you know, capsulated stuff?
Oh, the capsules are the best way to take it usually.
Okay. And you're talking about the whole plant rather than just the oil?
Well, the 160 milligram double strength extract is what I have recommended for many decades.
Okay, would you repeat that one more time, you said?
The salt palmetto, quote, a double strength extract, 160 milligrams, three a day.
Okay. 160 milligrams three times a day. Okay, double strength. Okay, well, I'll relay this message. Of course, everybody I know is getting older and older, and it seems like that is a constant problem. And you're a wealth of information, and thank you for being on the air. I appreciate all that you do. And you too, Vince. You're a great guy.
Hey, thank you, Kyle.
Well, thanks very much, Kyle. Thank you, Kyle.
All right. See
ya. Dr. Shilley, I'm looking at this post on the internet, and it's a Daily Mail. And this toddler was given steroid creams for eczema.
Wow.
But her eczema worsened. Yeah, and so she started using them on her entire body. And when her skin wasn't recovering, she decided to stop using the cream. Now, she had been using steroid creams for 30 years. And when she stopped using them, that's when her skin started to clear up. But she as a result, it looks like stopping the steroid creams, she started to swell up and she really looked sick. But ultimately, she was able to get off the steroid creams. Is Dr. Shilley, I guess the question here is, steroid creams, are they addictive, as this post suggests? Are they addictive, and how dangerous are they?
Well, they're not psychologically or emotionally addictive, but they change your physiology. They literally screw up your adrenal gland. And steroid supplementation is a serious therapy. Now, there are a few serious diseases where you save somebody's life using oral or injectable cortisone-like preparation.
Hello,
but
please hold that. Please hold that thought.
All of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Watch it.
No, there's something
happening. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot
things?
Today,
God, you're...
Take my... When you go to the
season,
for 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Shuley's with us. And, class, I just posted that article about this woman who had this extreme case of eczema, and she used steroid creams and took them internally as well, and her skin became as red as a lobster, and she couldn't, clothes were hard for her to wear, and it was just an absolute nightmare for her. And after she got off these creams, you know, there's the picture of her, and she actually, she's a pretty gal, except for her tattoo. You know, she looks normal. So, Dr. Shuley, about these steroids, what do we need to know about steroids? And
unless you have a serious collagen disease, like, you know, lupus and things like that, avoid steroids like the plague that they are.
Okay, so that's creams, injectables, orals, all that?
Yeah, all forms of it.
Okay. Dr. Shuley, I am delighted to talk about this next post I see at Daily Mail. And it's something that you have been recommending over and over and over and over. And it seems like mainstream has finally figured out that you're right. And it says why you should take vitamin D as you get older. High doses reduce the risk of respiratory illness by 40%. It goes on to say it's believed that the nutrient works by reinforcing the first line of defense. Experts say the findings show potentially life-saving discovery. Acute respiratory illnesses are much more deadly among older people. So it talks about pneumonia, bronchitis, influenza, and have higher death rates among older people because of their weakened immune system. But vitamin D is a way of making sure your immune system is the best it can be, along with other supplements. So there you are, Dr. Shuley. The mainstream is now agreeing with you. It's wonderful.
Well, you know, it's sometimes takes a few decades. But remember, you're lucky to get anything correct out of the media. I consider, in general, the mainline media to be the voice of the evil empire.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's see. There's another post talking about dementia, and it says that it is now the leading cause of death. I'm not sure that that's correct, but it must be a considerably significant cause of death. Dementia, and there are a lot of problems with dementia, Dr. Shuley. I've seen an Alzheimer patient that I've known for years, and you know, over time she forgot things. She forgot how to get dressed. She forgot how to use the restroom, and ultimately she forgot how to chew. It's a pretty debilitating illness. What would you like to contribute about dementia, Dr. Shuley, and ultimately Alzheimer's?
Well, you know, the best way to avoid degenerative brain disease, which is what Alzheimer's really is, in my opinion, to stay very active physically and mentally and take adequate nutrients. Now, what are adequate nutrients? In today's world, where we have so much pollution, I mean, a few tire things are minor compared to the 550,000 toxic chemicals released into the atmosphere every year.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody should be on a minimum of 25 milligrams a day of B-complex. They should be on, ideally, anywhere from 50,000 units of vitamin D3 every 10 days to every 7 days, depending upon their weight. They should be on a minimum of 100 micrograms, and if they have any problem, 15 milligrams of vitamin K2. They should be on 100 milligrams of vitamin E as tocotrienols in Kayani Sunset. They should be on 4 of my youth formula, and they should be on a minimum of 10 milligrams of astaxanthin a day. That, to me, is the minimum, the very minimum of supplements just to maintain optimal health because of the poisoned atmosphere.
And I do all of those things. Our family does all of those things that you've just recommended. And I think our health would not be as good as it is if we didn't. Dr. Shuley, we've got some callers on the call screen. Mike in Tennessee, welcome.
Greetings, gentlemen. Dr. Shuley, have you ever been a aviation medical examiner or done the flight physicals?
No, I have. I think you have to be certified in some particular way. You know, and I've never done that.
Okay. I know a guy that recently went in to get one of those, and it's been a while since he'd had one. And now they have them go online to fill out a questionnaire before they ever are seen by the doctor. It used to be just go in there and they would check your eyesight, your hearing, and your recollection of things just to make sure that you have the capacity to fly a plane. Very basic,
right.
In and out in 15 minutes. No big deal. But now they ask just a ton of questions. And one of the things is in the information I was told is that you had to declare that you were a citizen, whether it be USA or there, you had to be a citizen of some country. In other words, they wanted you to be subject to somebody. And but apparently this wise individual actually took the time to read all the options and found that there was one option called unknown. So he became a citizen of unknown.
Isn't the government wonderful?
Yeah, and proceeded on through the process, as it were. But it was just amazing what he had to go through. And though he had gone online and reviewed all of the regulations and everything that the doctor was required to do, and he actually passed the physical part with no problems, the doctor didn't approve it, but yet deferred it to the FAA because the fella had a previous conviction. And in the regulations, it says the only way that a doctor can not issue the license is if there is, in fact, a conviction for something to do with flying and or if you have a drug or alcohol problem. But yet this doctor took it upon himself to step outside the regulations and defer this individual's flight certificate so he is not able to fly, according to that. But what was interesting is what he told me is at the very beginning of all this, it said that this application is, and it had three options, by right, by privilege, or by benefit. So basically he notified the FAA in Oklahoma that he did this by right, and they told him that, okay, we'll just go ahead and send you the medical certificate then. So he bypassed the whole mess by just declaring it was by right and not by privilege or benefit. Interesting.
And many roads to Rome. I don't know that one.
Mike, can this this person who wants to fly declare a right to fly the same way?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's all a matter of rights, benefits, or privileges, and you just have to assert which one you're operating under.
Very good. Very good. Mike, thanks for your call. I've got more calls online. Anything else that you'd like to add?
No. That was just something that was interesting from a medical perspective. I thought I'd check and see if you had that background. But thank you, and y'all have a great day.
Hey.
Thanks, Mike. That's Mike Parsons in Tennessee. We've got Bob in Michigan. Welcome, Bob.
Yeah, hi. Just wanted to comment something about the steroid creams. I wonder, has the doctor heard of another cream, more or less? It's called acid mantle cream.
I don't know that one.
Okay. I found out a long time ago about, I think it's basically what they use as a base for the steroid creams. And what it does, it's called acid mantle cream. It just restores your natural pH to the skin. So I've used it myself because I've had a chronic problem with eczema all my life, basically. Now, I was going to ask, my eczema started when I was a very young child, and I am suspicious that it may have been caused by a vaccination, maybe a polio vaccination. This was back in the, would have been back in the late 40s or the early 50s. I wonder if the doctor is aware of eczema being a reaction to some of those older, you know, the vaccines of that era.
I am not aware of that. On the other hand, we know that vaccines significantly affect the immune system, and eczema is definitely an abnormality of the immune system. By the way, I've easily found acid mantle cream on the internet.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out if they'll tell me what's in it. It's got in it, well, there are all kinds of different ones. Okay, here it is. They have aluminum in them, which I don't like. That's the only thing I've found so far that is part of it. But I definitely wouldn't want to put anything in it with aluminum. It's an aqueous solution of aluminum acetate. It's available in the United States over the counter. Many different brand names. It has astringent, and the astringent would be the aluminum. You know, aluminum is quite an astringent on the skin.
Yeah,
and
well,
antibacterial properties. So, although it might be beneficial for the skin, I don't think it'd be good for the brain.
Yeah, I've found it gives you relief from dry skin.
Yeah.
But apparently it doesn't have any of the steroids in it.
No, I see it doesn't, but it does have aluminum, which we know is toxic to the brain, so I can't recommend it.
Bob, thanks for your call. Oh, you want to hold? You want to hold through the break?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Norman Shealy's with us, and if you'd like to spend some time with him tonight, Springfield, Missouri, he's going to be at the Doubletree from 6 to 7 p.m. He'll be presenting information that you probably should pay attention to. So if you're in town, 6 to 7 tonight, Springfield, Missouri. Bob in Michigan. Oh, that's at the Doubletree Hotel, Springfield. Bob in Michigan, please continue. You had some questions for Dr. Shealy?
Well, if he had any recommendation for clearing eczema, or treating it, besides creams? Or...
Yes. The top of my list are vitamin D3.
Uh-huh.
If you're not, how much do you weigh?
170.
Then you need to be taking 50,000 units of vitamin D3 once a week. If you're not taking that, that would definitely be at the top of my list. Secondly, I would take 15 milligrams of vitamin K2, and I would take 30 milligrams of astaxanthine, the strongest form of vitamin A. That combination is sort of the strongest foundation for is strengthening the immune system, and in general does more than anything else that I know.
Okay.
Anything else, Bob?
The only thing, I was just reading through the article about this woman. The only thing it lacks, it doesn't say anything about how she cleared her skin. It says she stopped using the steroids, but then it doesn't say anything about if she used anything else to clear her skin. I was...
Right. You're talking about the article on page one of USA Prepares. That's where the link is.
Yeah, I mean, if she just stopped using the creams, that's as if the cream was causing her the problem, but I assume
Sure, sounds like it. That's the way I read it.
Yeah, I wonder what else she did or didn't do to get her skin to be cleared. Oh, well.
All right, Bob. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Dr. Shealy, there's a post that I was reading about fatty foods attacking children's brains, paving the new way for depression, learning difficulties, and Alzheimer's. And it's saying that fast food depletes reelin levels in teenagers. It means the brain moves slower, risking the risk of mental illness and low reelin levels, R-E-E-L-I-N levels, are also a hallmark of higher Alzheimer's disease risk. And that's in the Daily Mail. Any thoughts on that, Dr. Shealy? I know you don't like fast food, that's for sure.
Well, I consider fast food pure junk slop. But other than that, I guess they have, we'd be better to compost them than to eat them.
There you go. Okay. Dr. Shealy, risk of transfusions. Are you concerned at all about, let's say, a family member needed to have surgery and they're thinking about transfusion? Any risks?
Well, there are risks. Let's face it, despite all the screening that is done, there's still things like viruses that are not caught that could cause hepatitis. On the other hand, it can be necessary to save your life during surgery. So I don't think you have a choice when you need a major surgical procedure. You don't want to wind up too deficient. Now, I have to say, way back in 1971, when I did something stupid and had a fractured hip, I asked not to have a transfusion, and my hemoglobin went down from like 15 or 16 to 8 point some odd. And it took me about 6 weeks to rebuild my hemoglobin, but I did okay without a transfusion.
Okay. Let's see. Dr. Shealy, daylight savings time is really messing me up. You know, you taught me that I can have an internal clock, and I can know what time it is, and I can get up without an alarm clock. And I absolutely could until daylight savings time. I knew what time it was within a couple minutes, any time during the day or night, even when I was asleep. I knew what time it was. Do you think that daylight savings time might be detrimental to us?
I think it's another stupid. It's not as bad as nuclear energy, but it's stupid.
Mm-hmm. Well, to me, it is really messed up my clock because it's 6 o'clock at night. You know, it's now dark, and I really want to get some more work done here at the farm, and I can't because it's dark because they changed the clocks on us. And 6 o'clock at night now feels like 8 or 9 o'clock at night. I don't like it.
Well, you know, I start on the morning in which it's going to change. I set my clock ahead that first morning.
So, class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
432-6433. This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.